It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. President Trump has announced 50% tariffs on certain Canadian goods over alleged trade discrimination.
The announcement that came yesterday is expected to go into effect August 19th, provided the two countries don't reach a resolution before then.
Canada is a major trade partner for Wisconsin. It ranks just behind China in terms of value of imported goods to this state.
If the new tariffs do go into effect, what could that mean for Wisconsin's trade with our neighbors to the north?
Sandy Siegel is here, CEO of ME Day & Company, an international freight forwarding and customs brokerage firm in Milwaukee. Siegel's been a licensed customs broker for decades, and she's host of the WISP Business podcast, Talking Trade. Sandy, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to join you.
Before we get into this new tariff and how it could impact things here in Wisconsin, what do you make of the timing of these 50% tariffs on some Canadian products? Were customs brokers surprised?
Well, I think in today's arena, nothing really surprises us. The tariffs have been coming rapid fire in constant reaction to what other countries are doing. And sadly, you know, the ongoing disruption in trade and our relationships that are not what they once were with, you know, some of our best trade partners. So timing, again, not so much a surprise, and, you know, Canada having recently announced some tariffs on U.S. goods.
So tariffs being these taxes on foreign goods, walk us through a scenario here. I'm Kate the importer. I have just made a huge order of Canadian hockey sticks in anticipation of the hockey season that's coming up. I need to stock all my stores in Wisconsin with hockey sticks. Learned yesterday, my hockey sticks have this 50% tariff applied to them now. When does Kate the customs importer or the importer, when would I pay this? How does that work?
Right. So that's the exact scenario that we're faced with and try to help our customers navigate. So the tariffs are scheduled to go into effect August 19th, as you mentioned. So fortunately, Canada is close enough that you can get the goods in before that date and that you won't have to pay those additional tariffs. If they come into the U.S. after that date, those tariffs will apply. But, you know, that's not always a possibility, right? Are they even manufactured? Are they ready for shipping and so forth? So, you know, this is the very disruptive surprises we've been seeing in all of these tariffs and the short notice in the uncertainty in the economy and for any importers, whether it's part of their supply chain and manufacturing or importing finished goods, being able to plan, being able to set pricing, and again, just the complete uncertainty in trying to run a business.
We just mentioned hockey stick scenario, but some of the products on the White House's 50% tariff list, they include things like cheese, wine, tongue depressors, cut flowers, cement. What stands out to you about the items falling under these new tariffs?
Well, some of them are a direct association with what we're per se retaliating against. So there were three proclamations made on July 20th for different specific things, all in reaction to, in response to things Canada was doing, allegedly doing and disrupting, you know, unfavorable trade for the U.S. So one of them was in reaction to U.S. motor vehicle tariffs that Canada put on U.S.-made motor vehicles. The second one was in response to Canada's tariff rate quotas for dairy products, and specifically cheese. So that's obviously a big hit for Wisconsin. They're now limiting how much cheese can enter. U.S. cheese can enter Canada at a certain tariff rate, and then the tariff rate will go up significantly and restricting those exports. And then the third proclamation was regarding alcohol purchases. And Canada, they the government cited various scenarios. And supposedly, the Ontario Liquor Control Board removed U.S. products from all their stores mm-hmm. and online platforms and so forth. So, again, restricting U.S.-made alcohol into the Canadian market. So direct response to what's going on there. So seems to be the ongoing tit for tat kind of trade mentality we've had in this administration.
And this is all going on as the U.S. is renegotiating the trade pact, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said the new import taxes are a direct violation of the trade agreement of USMCA. You know, what is happening there? And because though that's things that fall under USMCA, those are duty free, right?
Right. If they qualify under USMCA, and these new tariffs announced, the 50% are regardless of whether or not the items qualify for that. And that usually has not been the case. The previous fentanyl tariffs and so forth only applied if the product was outside that agreement. So it appears that, you know, Trump is all but abandoning any agreements that he made in the first administration. And if I recall, that was voted as the best deal ever. And he's now saying it's the worst deal ever and just walking away from it. So really unfortunate in such an important trade partner for Wisconsin.
We're talking about President Trump's new tariffs announced yesterday on Canada, the second largest U.S. trading partner, key trade market for Wisconsin. Sandy Siegel is here to break it down, CEO of ME Day & Company. It's an international freight and customs brokerage firm in Milwaukee. Looking specifically, Sandy, at forest products, you know, one of the top commodity imports from Canada, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. I understand this is not part of the new tariff announcement, but I did see like things like wooden kitchen tableware are listed. What is the status of wood products?
I think it excludes some wood products, and, you know, we're all still dissecting and understanding some of the nuances, if you will. But I think where it's really going to impact us as any of these import restrictive tariffs we put on is, again, it just escalates the back and forth. And we've already seen some really, you know, significant disruption to wood exports, which is a big, you know, Wisconsin, again, big Wisconsin export market. And again, I think that will just escalate the tension between those two trading partners. So, yeah, but, you know, it's, again, you mentioned that there's some articles of wood that are on the list that are subject to the duties. And then as a general category, they're excluding, you know, raw wood products and some timber products. So I still need to dissect it a little bit further.
This is where the customs brokers start scratching their heads.
This is, yes, exactly, where we spend a lot of time reading and understanding all the nuances. Sure.
Well, you know, these duties, they're hitting a small portion of what we get from Canada. With that said, though, how could Wisconsin consumers be impacted by these 50% tariffs?
Again, on a couple levels. I would say, you know, Wisconsin obviously is a strong manufacturing industry, and our supply chains are very much connected. So even if we're not bringing in automobiles and so forth, which obviously are impacted by these duties, but parts and things that we use in our auto manufacturing are tied to the supply chain, both in Canada and Mexico. So it has a trickle-down effect in that regard, and it's certainly going to add to the pricing of our manufacturing and the materials we're bringing in for manufacturing, and obviously get passed on to the consumer. It makes it, as I said earlier, just so much more difficult for companies to, you know, set pricing, honor pricing, and just so disruptive in you know, trying to plan.
Yes. And as you in customs navigate the back and forth, the on again, off again nature of these tariffs, I'm just wondering, you know, we saw the U.S. Supreme Court rule that the IEEPA does not grant the president's authority to impose tariffs. So what legal authority is he using to impose these new tariffs on Canada?
Yeah, it's very interesting because in my, you know, four decade career, I have not previously experienced Section 338 tariffs. And my understanding is that's the first time they've been used in this way. The way the law reads, or, you know, the section under this authority, is that it empowers the president to impose tariffs on a foreign country to offset the burden of disadvantage from that country's discrimination against us or unequal imposition on U.S. commerce. So the White House fact sheet that announced mm-hmm. these proclamations cited several, you know, Canada policies that were, you know, recently created, you know, things that we've talked about, the tariff rate quotas and mm-hmm. On agriculture, the alcohol issues and so forth. So it's under that pretense that the president is empowered to do that. There's no time limit on when these would expire, unlike the other more recent Section 122 that the president instilled. So I just, you know, he keeps pulling tricks out of his hat, our president, as, you know, one tariff is shot down, he's looking for all the different avenues to, that continues to be, you know, how he is negotiating with our various trade partners.
Well, Sandy, thank you for breaking this down. Appreciate you being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Sandy Siegel is CEO of ME Day & Company. That's an international freight forwarding and customs brokerage firm in Milwaukee. We talked about the White House announcement on 50% tariffs for certain Canadian imports and the impact it could have on Wisconsin businesses and the economy.